AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Environmentalists are cheering. Supporters of the Keystone Pipeline Project say they will fight the decision by President Obama to reject it. The AP's Mark Smith is at the White House.
The president says Keystone's economic benefits would be tiny, but the harm done to U.S.-led efforts to reach a global climate deal would be serious.
And that's the biggest risk we face. Not acting.
His words delighted Anthony Swift at the Natural Resources Defense Council.
This is a major show of climate leadership by President Obama.
But American Petroleum Institute President Jack Girard called the decision a job killer.
It was solely based on politics and not sound science.
Meantime, TransCanada is mulling its legal options, while congressional Republicans vow the Keystone story is far from over. Mark Smith at the White House.
The Department of Homeland Security will be imposing some new security measures aimed at international airports. It's fallout from the crash of a Russian jetliner in Egypt. U.S. and British officials think the plane may have been blown up by a bomb. A bus carrying migrant farm workers ran off a highway and hit an overpass near Little Rock, Arkansas.
Troopers, upon arriving, did observe six fatalities. Three people were ejected from the bus. One was partially ejected, and two, the fatalities were still in the bus.
State Police Sergeant Mike Foster says the driver was injured, and it doesn't appear he had been drinking. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson is backing off a claim he earned a scholarship to West Point. He talked about it to Charlie Rose about a month ago on PBS.
Long story short, it worked. I did it. I was offered a full scholarship to West Point, got to meet General Westmoreland, go to Congressional Medal of Honor dinners. But decide, really, my pathway would be medicine.
His campaign now says Carson was not offered a full scholarship. A strong October jobs report helped boost stocks. Overall, the market was mixed. The Dow finished up 47 points. This is AP Radio News. Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie says he is not worried about not being on the main stage for next week's debate.
I'm not a moaner or complainer about rules. They are what they are, and I'll play under them. Because what matters in this business is the quality of your ideas and the level of your energy and your work ethic.
Christie filed paperwork for the New Hampshire primary. Lower poll numbers pushed Christie and Mike Huckabee to the undercard in Tuesday's debate. A terminally ill fan of Star Wars is one of the first to see Star Wars: The Force Awakens. 31-year-old Daniel Fleetwood from Texas has cancer, and his wish was granted to see the highly anticipated movie. His wife, Ashley, celebrated on her Facebook page that Daniel saw an unfinished version of the movie thanks to the film's producers and director, J.J. Abrams. Disney Studios confirmed the screening. Fleetwood has been given a few months to live. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.